The next guest on the program starred in the series Tyler Perry's The Oval. For several episodes, played twin sisters. Well, a new spin-off series starts later this week involving one of those sisters. The series is called Tyler Perry's Ruthless, and we are pleased to be joined on the telephone by actress Melissa L. Williams. Hi, Melissa. Thank you so much for being with us. Hello.
Hi. How are you today?
Doing wonderful, thank you. Looks like, well, all of us in America will be watching a lot of television these next few weeks. Very excited about Tyler Perry's Ruthless, which premieres next Thursday, and a chance for you to take one of the two characters you played in The Oval to this spinoff series. What can you tell us about the plot?
Yes, of course. So The Ruthless is a spinoff of The Oval, which is actually the number one cable drama by Tyler Perry. And it follows my character, Ruth, who has kidnapped her daughter, as you saw in The Oval, and then people were wondering what happened next. So this show is going to explain to you just exactly where Ruth has gone. She's taken her daughter to this underground cult that she believes is going to lead her to the road of redemption because she's had a troubled past. And she feels like this is the last and only way for her to, you know, seek forgiveness and redemption from her family and peers.
Did you do any particular research to take the character in this direction and to deal with cults or the situation that Ruth is in?
Absolutely. I was given material from Tyler Perry and casting to watch these documentaries. I also did my own research. My castmate Yvonne and I, we did our own research via YouTube because there's several interviews of real women who were in cults, raised in cults, or left cults. And so listening to those women really, really inspired my decisions and choices made for my performance.
Now, in The Oval, you played twin sisters. What kind of an acting challenge does that present?
Oh, it was interesting, and I will say it was interesting only because I actually had the Denise role before I had the Ruth role.
Right.
And then Tyler Perry called me, and then he's like, okay, you know what? How about I want you to do the Ruth role because I plan on doing a spinoff with that character. I think it would fit you a lot better. And also, I've been wanting to work with you. So Ruth has 3 episodes in The Oval, but I'm going to do a 24-episode spinoff with her on DC+. And I want to know if you want to do it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Hi, Tyler Perry. And then, and then I was like, yes, I would love to do it. So then I got a phone call after we had wrapped filming Ruth. And he's like, what do you think about making Ruth a twin and having Denise be your twin sister? I'm like, yes, that's so cool, right? And he's like, what do you think about doing it? And I'm like, you know what? At this point, my answer is still yes. That role I was given to begin with, so I'm not, unfamiliar with the character. And he's like, cool, we're shooting tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, alrighty. So I don't think it was too much of a challenge because I had the opportunity to shoot it two totally different times. And it wasn't like I was bouncing from character to character. I shot all of Ruth and then I shot all of Denise.
We're talking with Melissa L. Williams here on Downtown. Tyler Perry's Ruthless premieres Thursday the 19th on BET+. So what's it like working with Tyler Perry? Everybody you read about talks about how terrific he is. There's got to be something there. He can't be as good as everyone says.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? He's not. He's great. He's not as good as everyone says. He's great. He literally, I cannot say enough wonderful things about Tyler Perry, because honestly, he has changed my life, so many other people's lives. He's always, his motto is, I will always fight for the underdog because I'm the underdog, you know. I wasn't given opportunities and still am not, and that's why I decided to build my own. So I look I look forward to giving back to, you know, people in, whether it may be crew, it may be, you know, just personnel, office personnel at Tyler Perry Studios. He literally, he gives back to so many people and has created so many jobs with that studio that I think he's great. I don't think he's good. I think he's great.
We're talking with Melissa L. Williams. You grew up in Oklahoma. When did you know this was what you might want to do with your career?
I did. I grew up in Oklahoma City. I knew when I got, okay, so I got locked out of my apartment. My mom was single mom, working always three jobs because I was in several classes from dance, tap, jazz. She put me in everything because I asked her, and I'm so grateful. But she was like, okay, well, go to the neighbor's house because I can't leave work. You know, Melissa, I'm sorry you left your key, but you got to be responsible. Go to your neighbor. So I'm like, okay, Mom. I go to the neighbor who is a woman. I'm familiar with it. She's an older woman, and she opens the door. She hands me, I told her, you know, I've lost my key. And she's like, come on in, sweetie. We'll wait till your mom gets here. She put on a Shirley Temple movie and handed me the old-fashioned Coke with the glass bottle. And I just kicked my feet up, watched that movie, and literally it changed my life. I told my mom, I want to do that. I saw this little girl. She's singing. She's dancing. She's tap dancing. She's acting, Mom, and she's my age, Mom. And so I told my mom that. And ever since, you know, I had been in theater in Oklahoma, starting with, you know, church plays. Then I did my own plays with a company called Oklahoma City Theater Company. Then I did a national play. It was experience. In Oklahoma, once I decided that this is something that I know I can do as well, I put my best foot forward, and that was like all I wanted to do, so much so that my major was theater. So I have been doing it for a long time, but I'm just grateful that, you know, now is the time that I am able to get my recognition, because I'm getting it in my own show. So what better way?
Absolutely. And before we let you go, have you got any other projects in the works that you can tell us about?
Sure. I have a film coming out with Lance Gross. It's entitled Dutch. It'll be coming out later this year. And I'm working on producing some of my own projects, but music will probably be the next thing that you hear from me. I had a short stint in the music career in Atlanta, and I had a song on the radio. Of course, they played it in Oklahoma. And then a record label wanted to sign me, but it didn't go through. So I'm just going to start that up again, because that's also one of my passions, and see how people receive it.
Well, we can't wait to hear about that. We can't wait to see Tyler Perry's Ruthless, that premieres on Thursday on BET+. So, Melissa, thank you so much for making time for us, and we wish you continued success and good health.
Thank you so much, and the same for you.
Melissa L. Williams, again, Tyler Perry's Ruthless, BET+, starting this Thursday night.